Okay, this is how to build a better business. And Sherry is going to share with us about the free meetup that we did on Friday. Go ahead.
So I participated in Build a Better Business on Friday, the free meetup. I was helping Kathy Comod. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm not quite sure which one. It was the first time I was able to make the arrangements work effectively. So it was really the first time I was in the room with her there. And the power of that room and the amount of stuff that she talked about, it blew my mind. We're taking it slow in here because we're actually doing the work. Like, she was throwing stuff out at people like right and left. And I'm going, whoa, I never thought of that. Whoa, I never thought of that. Oh, wait a minute. Real estate. How do I do that? And like, my mind started going absolutely crazy. And I did get a little bit overwhelmed with some of the conversation by the end because it was not in my wheelhouse.
Well, and because again, when we're there, we have a lot of folks that are building a business in a lot of different lanes. Whereas when we're here, we're kind of familiar with the lanes that we're in. And so there, yeah, we had a lot more folks with a lot of different lanes. So yeah. So yeah, the questions were a lot broader, and it was really kind of fun.
It was I don't know if you record that one and put it in the mastermind.
It's not everybody. But let me share with you where it is. So for everybody that wants to see where it is, when you come to the actual Kathy Benner International Academy, I'll show you where. Now, this is what gets me bumped out is when I start opening up all these windows. Here is the Build a Better Business lane. Yeah, see, it's telling me that my audio quality is poor again. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
You're a little bit more wavy.
Okay, so I'm starting to open up. This is what bumps me out. So hang in there if I get bumped out. This is what that looks like. Here is the free one, Sherry, and here's where all the free stuff will be recorded and
okay. And so I recommend that everybody listen to the one from this past weekend. It was powerful.
Well, this is the lane, and then this is where we are today in the mastermind that also includes this course. These two kind of go together for all the gals that are in this room today. But anyhow, last Friday's is recorded here in the free meetup. So feel free to go over there and check it out. Okay. And of course, we talked about our VPS on our last mastermind. And I want to go back to my website since I'm already here and I have it pulled up before it bumps me out. a VPS, again, we talked about this, you know, on our last mastermind meeting, is just, you know, who you are and what you do for whom. And so this is my VPS of my overall website. And you can see there's so many different variations. And I want to show you how the variations can work together. When I'm talking about the overall website, I am teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, and follow the steps so that you can experience freestyle living. So again, I like to think of the VPS as my promise to my audience. And what am I promising them? I'm promising them if they follow the steps with me in whatever lane they choose, that they can experience freestyle living. That's what I'm promising. That's my promise. That's my VPS. So this is who I am and what I'm doing for whom. And so when you scroll down, you know, then I get into my, you know, all the different 8 lanes that I'm in so far. And yeah, I've got a couple more brewing in the background. And then, of course, it goes into my one-on-one coaching. And then this is just a little paragraph about me. But then as you continue on down, now here, this is brand new. I'm so excited to share this with everyone. This is our speakers, coaches, authors, and guest cabinet. And if you need a facilitator, a virtual speaker, or an on-stage keynote presenter, or maybe you just need a guest for your podcast from virtual to on-stage, let one of our presenters bring inspiration to you and your audience. This is the VPS, the value proposition statement of the speakers cabinet. They were promising that one of our presenters is going to bring inspiration to you and your audience. That's what we're delivering. That's the promise. So this becomes a VPS when I'm talking about this speakers, coaches, authors, guest cabinet. Okay. And so here's where you can visit our list of speakers, and here's where you can get listed. And I have some of you gals already. I think, I'm not sure if I have Estella, but I know I've got Sherry and Sally and Ruth, because I've interviewed you guys. And so you automatically get a free listing there. And here's why. The more websites that point back to your website brings you up in the search engines when folks are searching for you. So again, the more websites that point to your website brings you up in the search engines. So this is a way that I can help support your message by putting you at a place where I can point back to your website, which is going to help bring you up in the search. Okay. So then it goes to the calendar, and now we've got the podcast. So when you get to the podcast, here's my little paragraph about the podcast. And then, of course, the blog. And then I've got a little paragraph about the blog, a little bio about the blog. And then, of course, the International Academy Giving Back. And then it goes to meals. And then finally, it goes into my certification. So anyway, I just want to show you how a VPS can work in different areas of whatever it is that you're doing. You don't have to have the same VPS. You can tailor make your VPS to fit what it is that you're talking about. And so I'm going to stop sharing just so I don't get bumped off here. So anyway, I want to hear, and Sherry shared her VPS quite extensively last time, and we talked about our VPS. And I want to hear, first of all, I want to go around and I want to ask everyone, how many different audiences do you have? And think about that. How many different audiences do you have? Sherry says she has 3. I virtually could have 10 because I've got my 8 lanes. Someone that's interested in blogging may not be interested in buying real estate. And somebody interested in buying real estate may not be interested in having an Airbnb, a short-term rental. And somebody else might just be interested in the writing lane. So I have 8 different lanes. Then I've got the whole speakers group. And so that, again, is going to be a different audience. They may not be interested in any of my lanes. They might just be interested in getting listed in that speaker's cabinet so that, you know, more folks can find them. And so for each audience, I have to tailor my VPS, my promise to them, my value proposition. What's in it for them? What can I do for you as my audience? And you always want to enter the conversation in their heads. Don't make them enter the conversation in your head, because sometimes we have been so far down in the weeds, creating our websites, creating our message. We start to get wordy. We start to put big words in. I remember when we first started writing VPSs and we would wordsmith it, and some of the people, they would read their VPS. And at the end, I would go, what does that even mean? What are you talking about? You know, I am blah, 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 who does blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, okay, shorten that up. That's way too long. Most people aren't going to sit and listen to that. It has to be more conversational. So that's the thing I want to encourage you today. Make your VPS conversational. Make it into a sentence that you would actually use in a sentence. Don't make it something, I mean, the more you rehearse something, and if you have some words, you definitely want to get in there. I understand that. And you can rehearse that, but don't make it words that your general listener, remember, you're entering the conversation in their heads, make it some words that they would talk about. Don't make it just words that you would talk about. Now, Sherry's probably got the hardest part of this because a lot of folks have no clue what dysgraphia is. But that's what she does. So she wants to add that word for sure in her VPS. But she'll also need to add some sort of a segue to make it more understandable to those of us that have no clue what she's talking about in her VPS. Now, if she's talking to professionals, if she's talking to teachers, she might create a different VPS that she would if she were talking to the general public, especially depending on where she got hired, I'll use the word hired, or asked to be a speaker or presenter, or somebody wants to interview her on their podcast and her audience is more general, then she's going to want to really bring down the language so that the general population understands what she's talking about. Nobody likes to feel stupid. And how many of us have sat in presentations before that were kind of up here and it looked like everyone else in the room was getting it but us, and we were kind of like, I'm not going to ask. I don't even know what they're talking about. I feel that way when I get into a tech seminar and all the techies are talking, you know, all the technical stuff. It's like a foreign language to me. And so I'm not connecting, see, with that speaker. And at the end of the day, you want your audience to connect with you. That's the whole point, is you want them to connect with you so that you can start building a relationship with them. And so that is the whole point of your VPS, of your promise. And it's only after folks get to know, like, and trust you, will they actually start to give you their money. They have to really feel that they can connect with you. Now, does everybody agree with that? If you just see somebody's ad, you don't feel like signing up and sending them a check to take their program. You want to know that they get you. You want to know that they understand you as the audience, as the listener. Well, so does your audience and your listeners. They need to know that you get them, that you understand them. So that's why you have to enter the conversation in their head. So Sherry says she has 3 lanes. I have about 10 if I count my 8 different lanes, plus the fact that I am also building this speaker's cabinet. Sally, how many do you think you have? And I'm going to kind of mute myself in between so that I don't get the reverb.
Okay, probably 3 to 4. So I have the general traveling, that group, the accessible and autistic travel, that group. The one I haven't developed too much is the caregiver.
Right. I remember that.
And then the other that kind of like goes into embrace the unexpected, and sometimes I blog, just letting people, especially women, know that they can go through some rough times and come out on the other end. So it's that, those 4.
Okay. And so I understand that you definitely would have a little bit of a different VPS or promise statement, if you will, for each one of those lanes, because your audience is different. And so 2 things that you want to do when you're putting together your business is that, number one, you want to have an overarching umbrella that kind of encompasses everything you're doing. Mine is freestyle living. So whether you're writing from anywhere in the world, or you're purchasing real estate, or you have a short-term rental, or you want to build a business, or you want whatever, all my lanes, or you want to be in the speaker's bureau, the speaker's cabinet, all of that is so that you can have more freestyle living. And that's why the VPS at the top of my website, the one what we call above the fold, when we're talking about build a better business, that's the one that wants to address your overarching vision. That's the VPS that kind of encompasses everyone. Now, I can see for Sally, you want to definitely have the phrase embrace the unexpected, because that phrase can go with every single one of your lanes.
Yep.
So that can be her overarching vision for everyone, is that they now can embrace the unexpected. My audience can have more freestyle living. Okay, you see how where we're going with that? But then as you break down your pages in your website, and as you break down your different lanes, that's where you want to now narrow in on your VPS to make it specific for that audience. Like for my Build a Better Business, my value proposition statement is go from startup to a full-time gig. That's my value proposition statement. I'm Kathy Benner, and I help you go from startup to a full-time gig. That's my promise. Okay. But that wouldn't go for somebody that was buying real estate. Are you following me? All right. Let's go on over to Debbie. How many lanes do you have, Debbie? What do you think?
I have 4. I've got the Go Green with Debbie Marks, fairy tales, and then my homestead blogging and the meetup. I can't think of anything I'm missing.
I think you're good. I think all of that is good. Did I end up sharing my screen accidentally? Sorry about that.
Yes.
I was wondering where you were taking us.
No, I hit a wrong button there. I'm trying to keep my mute on in between so I don't get any feedback. Debbie, I agree with you now. Let's everybody kind of mastermind for Debbie a little bit. What is her overarching vision between her fairy gardens, her fairy tales with her fairy gardens, her Melaleuca, which is all about going green, you know, with cleaning supplies and being more healthy with organic vitamins, and everything is organic and clean and green. And the fairy gardens is all about, you know, mindfulness and peacefulness and having these arts and crafts. And also it's green. All of that can kind of go along with the going green, her homesteading. So what would be her overarching audience? What would be her vision? Anyone?
Yeah, that's a good one, right? I'm having trouble with it.
Let's say this again. You got organic gardening. You've got
organic products that she's selling.
Okay. And then you're doing homestead farming type stuff.
Which goes with her organic gardening. And then she's got the fairy gardens, which is a hobby of hers, and she makes the little fairy gardens. And I think all of it can come under the going green. Is there a better phrase that anyone has?
The term that comes to me is natural, something natural, nature, natural, something like that.
Debbie, what is the name of your homesteading again?
Debbie's Organic Homesteading.
She's got the word organic in the homesteading. I'm wondering if the word organic might not be a good word for her overarching.
I don't think organic would fit with the fairy garden, though.
I don't understand nature. The fairy garden enough to know what's going on.
Debbie, explain the fairy garden, how you got into that. Just give us a little backstory there.
Backstory is, when I was growing up, I was infatuated with fairies. I saw a movie about fairies. And as I grew older, and I got to a point where I take containers, I take whatever, and I go actually out into nature. And if it's something that's interesting, I create a scenery. I create I'll create a house with a little path and the fairies and the little dishes. And I make it out of, I don't use dirt and real plants, only because plants have a tendency to outgrow the container. If somebody has a place that they went and they brought back those little tchotchkes things, you know, their little treasures, I will create a fairy garden with that, those things that they collected. And here's just real quick, my daughter and I went on a cruise. We went to Little French Isle, and the beach that we spent the day on, I created the beach, and then I used the things that I collected there. So, I mean, I had the beach, the chairs, the building, and the water. And so it's to remember things. I mean, that was to remember where we had gone. Does that kind of...
But most of it all has to do with nature, am I right?
Yeah, 'cause you're using right.
Things that you find out in the woods or out into nature is what you're building these fairy gardens out of. And some of the fairy gardens she can do outside, say around a tree, or some she can do in a flower pot. She made me a couple little flower pots that are just like little welcome signs, and I have them in the bed and breakfast here in the my main parlor. As my guests come in, there's a little flower pot that says it's a little welcome fairy garden.
Does that kind of Yeah, probably if I sent you a picture, you would kind of get a better feel for it.
I'll be right back.
Go ahead, Sally. So anyway, what we're trying to do, and again, I still think, I agree with Estella. I think the word nature or natural, I like the going green. I mean, even in the fairy gardens, it's, I think it's still, I don't know if the word organic is quite a fit, but I think we're on the right path of.
What would be a good wordsmith for nature or for organic?
Debbie's organic natural life.
Yes, Ruth.
The phrase that's coming to me, and I think we need to wordsmith, I don't think it's where we want it yet, but just natural health. And then I added peace to it too, or calm, because I think that's what the fairy gardens do. So it's natural health. Oh, okay. She's got one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I took a teacup with a saucer, and you can see where everything is. I picked the best silks to use, and little pebbles. I use the green moss, and you know, silk flowers, and like what that is to represent is where a fairy would actually sleep. That's what the leaves are, the rock. Is that kind of, does that help?
It's like they found an abandoned teacup and made it their house.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a little path made with buttons.
Okay.
Yeah. Here. Debbie did a workshop several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And taught us how to make these.
Okay, cool.
Where we're going. This can be one of her lanes that she can monetize by doing these workshops. And, and so that's why we want to include it in her business model, along with the Melaleuca and the homesteading. In the homesteading, she can sell courses. And in the Melaleuca, she can sell products. And in the fairy garden, she can sell workshops. And so that's why when she starts blogging in her blog, now what is the name of your blog, Debbie?
Fireside Chat. Oh, your blog.
Blog. The Fireside Chat is more of her podcast. And again, it's generic enough that in Fireside Chat, she can talk about all those things.
Whatever. Yeah. I think it's just Debbie's Organic Farming, her homesteading, the same, that's the name of it.
Hey, guys. One of our cats is getting really sick and is not in good shape. So I'm going to log off.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bye, Shelly.
Bye. Yep. Have a good week.
I hope she's better.
Yes. Doggone it. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie, the question I have for you is, what do you want to provide by doing your fairy things? I'm not saying they're not good. They're great. But I'm trying to get you to think about what you are wanting to give people. What are you providing when you do that?
What is the audience's objective by learning how to make a fairy garden from you?
It's simple. You want to create a peaceful place.
Okay.
You want to create a memory of somewhere. You want calmness, and that's what the way my daughter feels when she looks at mine or hers, is she remembers how she felt when we were there. So, I never really thought about that.
And I want to interject this. One of the things that Debbie has always talked about is she wants to create a legacy. And so she's also working on a book. And so with her Melaleuca, the products that she sells and the business that she creates, she can leave that as a legacy. And her homesteading, she wants to give that legacy that's been handed down to her of how to do all of the canning and the growing and being organic. And so that's her overarching goal, I think, is but we don't know how to put that into words. That's the struggle.
Well, let me talk just a second here, because when I was saying the natural health, the word I wanted to put with that was calm.
Yeah.
And so that's why when you said that word, I went like that, because that's, you're wanting to provide a peaceful, calming, restful, relaxation experience. And so those combination, I don't think you can use organic and all of that, because it's not. And yeah. I think you might even get in trouble for it. I'm not in that world, so I can't say for sure. But you could say natural calming health.
How about the word lifestyle?
Ooh.
Natural calming lifestyle. Because that her lifestyle could be, you've got some crafting and relaxing things you can make. You've got some great products that you can be more healthy. And it becomes a lifestyle. Just a thought. I'll just throw that word out.
Yeah, that's possible. When I think of lifestyle, I think of more than just that, but yet maybe it would be enough, because it may be something that you build more into.
Yeah, and I can see lifestyle covering enough of what I have right now under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. But I want to put, I like the calming, I mean, lifestyle. I mean, lifestyle could cover the natural and calm feeling with just that one word, I think. But it'd be something I have to play with. Hey, Estelle, what? Yes. You got an idea?
I do. I believe Ruth was talking, and she was giving different definitions, and the word came to me, sanctuary.
Oh.
Ooh.
Let's play with that one.
Because that's incorporating fairy tales. And actually,
definitely the go green. It's just like, I don't know. We could play with it. But anyway, the calming, the taking care of yourself, it's a safe place. Sanctuary is what I hear.
How about, I'm just throwing this out, creating a healthy lifestyle sanctuary.
Ooh. Because the fairy garden plays into that, because of your dreams, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Creating the lifestyle what?
No, creating a healthy.
Oh.
Lifestyle sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Because the products that Nella Luca have, you know, that's what I use. And, you know, I don't use other stuff. A little bit, but not much.
And actually, what I should say when I talk about the fairy gardens, it's actually tales from a fairy garden. So garden is actually incorporated into that title. That's what's on Facebook, and I just shorten it up with fairy tales. So creating a healthy lifestyle sanctuary. Wow,
that's, I like, powerful. That
does, that's that could be your overarching umbrella over everything that you want to do. So at the top of your website, whichever platform you choose that you're going to use for your website, you want to have that in your VPS. That's going to be your promise, is that if you follow me, I'm going to help you create this healthy lifestyle sanctuary.
Wow.
And then your lanes are going to say, you can do that by participating in my fairy garden. You can do that by participating in my Melaleuca. You can do that by participating in my homesteading. And then you can add your legacy, because again, that's a perfect lane.
Right, right. Now, so what I was thinking about was taking, and I think I mentioned it last week or whatever, create just like you have, but debbiemarks.com as a website, mm-hmm. and then put this as like you have.
Yes.
Lifestyle living. And then you would put, I would put this, correct?
And right. Then you're just going to, link out of your debbiemarks.com. You're going to link out to Melaleuca. You're going to link out to, you know, maybe if you've got a Facebook page, you're going to link out to your blog. You could link out to your podcast, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. You could link out to all those things.
Now, would I put the creating umbrella under on Debbie Marks?
Yes.
Correct? Yes. And then how do I link these others in that website? Or
you would make those your products, and you could do it in all kinds of formats. You could make a list. You could put it in, you know, squares around on, you know, where people could click on the squares on a picture. And again, you're going to look at some other websites, just go in and just people that, you know, look at Sherry's, look at Ruth's, look at mine, look at Nikki's, you know, look at Chris McClure's, just go in and look at as many different websites and see what you like and see what resonates with you. Now, as far as Sherry and I go, we are using the Story Brand theory of building a website. And so if you wanted to pick up Don Miller's book, A Story Brand, he kind of explains in his book his professional opinion on how, and he teaches this.
But if you pick up Marketing Made Simple, he goes into detail.
Oh.
Thank you for that, Sherry. Yes.
And Business Made Simple is a taking your small business to make it a corporation and like $10 million kind of a company. So that one you may not be interested in yet, but if you see that, that's what that one is. The Marketing Made Simple is taking his Story Brand and giving it details on how to lay out a website.
What's his name?
Don Miller.
How do you Story Brand. Last name, how do you spell it?
Miller.
Miller. Okay.
Kathy?
Yes, Ruth. Go ahead.
For people that have Prime, Amazon Prime, you can get Building a Story Brand through your Prime Reading right now.
Ah, good to know.
How does that work?
You get so many free titles a month if you're a Prime member.
Well, can only have, I don't remember if it's 10 or 12 in your library at one time. So you can keep them a long time, but you have to give them back.
Oh, but can't make notes and stuff.
You can make notes.
Okay. Okay.
You know, like I just, somebody else had told me to get in there and read that one. And I just happened to notice it was Prime. And so when I started, I'm pretty sure I'm taking notes in it because I do that. I underline a lot, or highlight.
How does that work if you have to give the book back?
Well, because those notes, you'd lose your notes.
Okay.
You would lose your notes, but those notes would be in there. You know, like when you're reading a Kindle book, There's that little line underneath that says so many people, you know, if so many people underline it.
Yeah.
I think your stuff would still be there, but you're not going to be able to keep it.
So one thing I do to circumvent that is when I highlight a quote out of the book, I send it to myself as a text message and that way I can keep it.
Now I have found if I try to copy and paste too much out of a book, kicks back.
No, you can't copy and paste, but if you highlight it and then just share it like a quote, you can save as much as you want.
Okay.
Good to know, Sherry. Good to know.
Yeah, good to know that. Okay. I'm going to be house sitting starting tonight, tomorrow, at Fran's for a week.
Oh, good. Tell her we said hi and we miss her terribly.
I'm going to watch the house and her dog Bree. So I have my list of things that I'm not going to have any interruptions, nothing. So I have my list of things to get accomplished. And I think I bought that Story Brand book. I'm going to dig it out and take it with me. And this has been so helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This now, what did awesome. We say the name was again, Debbie? Your theme.
Creating a healthy lifestyle sanctuary.
I love that.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. Good to this has been great.
In fact,
go ahead.
I was going to say, if that keeps resonating with you, I don't know how hard it would be to change your podcast.
It would not be hard at all. Her podcast is only advertised on Meetup, and she can change that at any time. The reason that she picked Fireside Chat was it was a group that somebody had walked away from, and she was able to pick up the group, and she didn't want to make a huge drastic change. Okay. And she also kind of wanted to start down that path until it became more clear where she was headed. So now that her vision is a little more clear, yes, that name can be changed at any time.
Because if I was looking for something, Fireside Chat doesn't tell me what you're going to talk about.
Right. Right. Exactly. And you know, actually, everything that we've done so far in Fireside Chat has been storytelling and what we do. So it would be easy enough for somebody to come on board, like the guest we had in November, who talked about recycling. Now that's creating a better sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So it would be easy enough to, you know, incorporate other things into the meetup. I kind of like that.
Which is why you want that umbrella to be an overarching message so that you have the freedom.
Right, right, exactly. Well, that'll throw some people off, won't it?
I love it. I love it. Debbie, this has been a huge meetup for you today.
Yes, it has. Oh, tremendous. Now I'll just recreate a VPS and just kind of work on that, but I've got enough to work on. So I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much for this.
Just don't make it your VPS too wordy. You want to just make it, I am Debbie Marks and I help you.
And I think basically what it is right now, Debbie, from right now, is I am Debbie Marks and I help you create a healthy lifestyle sanctuary.
That's simple.
And then you can list out just a few of the things, you know, with your products, you know, just something real simple. And then your let's see, your products, your organic growing, your homesteading, and I'm trying to think of how to incorporate the fairy garden, but just a getaway with your fairy gardens.
And it would be very easy enough to use a picture of Little French Key is what it was called, as a picture of a sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And even the teacup. I mean, who doesn't want to go and, well, some people may not want to go out and sleep in the wild, but
it's a place of peace and calm. Peace and protection.
How about her overarching vision, you know, and I am Debbie Marks and I am a speaker, coach, author, whatever you want to, however you want to label yourself there, who helps you, and then go with your sentence. And then under that have maybe three categories, be calm, be healthy, go green. Or four categories: calm, healthy, green, legacy.
Legacy. Because, yeah, I want to get legacy in there. That would be good, a good point.
And so start from the top with your overarching, and this is for everyone. Start from the top with your overarching message. And then break it down into three or four categories of where you want to take your audience for them to achieve that overarching VPS, that promise. You're promising them that they are going to have this VPS, whatever your sentence is, by doing these three or four things.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. You guys have been great. Thank you so much for all this help.
All right. Who else wants to go? Who else has some lanes?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
So my service is the Legal Shield and ID Shield. However, I have different audiences. Mm-hmm. And my audiences would be small businesses. Mm-hmm. That definitely need to have some legal support, and tied with that would be the cyber security. Yeah. And then employers and people who are and HR people, that would be another lane in terms of working with their employees and causing them to have access to resources that would allow them to have peace of mind and some empowerment. And then just the individual person that I would be speaking with. And then identity theft is a huge area right now. And so really both the cybersecurity and the identity theft and what we do with regard to that would be another area that could be just separate. And then the other one would be for individuals who want to become entrepreneurs, maybe need some side income, but don't have a lot of money to get started, but they could make some decent money with this service. So how many is that? The small business, the employer, just to individuals, and then the whole identity theft and cybersecurity, and now, the entrepreneurs.
I do have a question for you. Mm-hmm. With the fact that you're signed on with Legal Shield, are mm-hmm. you allowed to have your own website and have a link in your website over to Legal Shield? Are yes. you allowed to do that? Mm-hmm. Okay. With that said, and that was my question to Debbie, but she's just now coming back with her coffee. And I'm going to jump over and ask Debbie, and then I'm going to come back to you, Estella. Debbie, are you allowed to link inside your website out to Melaleuca?
I actually have a personal website that's mine.
So you can link out to that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. With that said, what you need to do is create a website that has your overarching message up there, and then have your Legal Shield in there, like, you know, buy these products. I'm using the term, you're going to make this, we're going to wordsmith it this to meet your audience better, but you're going to have a section to buy these products, and then you're going to have another link to join the team. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to build your own business. So you're going to have different categories. Those are going to be your products, if you will, in your overarching message. And from there, you could even include as much or as little as you want. As you go down this path, you'll get more clarity. Because I know you, for example, you were writing HR manuals for a while. You could even have a block about that. Because your overarching message, I think, is safety. And HR, tell me again, when you were doing the HR, because this was a passion of yours, when you were doing the HR manuals, what was your objective there? It was inclusion and so that companies were not discriminating and doing everything by the book? That what was
your- Yeah, the key thing in terms of an employer having an employee manual is the fact that it brings a measure of protection for that company. So that number one, they're following employment laws and they're not violating employment laws and regulations. So they're not subject to that. Well, it helps them do that. It helps them be more consistent in how they treat their employees so that they avoid discrimination suits. Also, so that, you know, like they've told the employees, this is, you know, we don't have workplace violence or sexual harassment. If you don't tell your employees that, and then something comes up, you're just, you're fresh meat. The other piece is the fact that when an employee goes to work and you haven't told them what the rules are, they're going to make them up. And they're not going to make them up the way that you want to. So there's chaos. The employees want to know. It brings peace and order to the workplace.
Now, all of those words, peace, order, protection, legal protection, all of those, I think, need to be wordsmithed into your overarching VPS. Mm-hmm. Because I think that is your overarching message. Do you see that?
Right, right.
Any other comments from anyone else? Anyone else see something different than what I'm seeing or hearing? So as you wordsmith your VPS, I think those are some of the words. If you want to jot those down, those are some of the words I think that are going to be in your overarching VPS. Now, what do you call yourself when you introduce yourself? What is your go-to phrase? I am Estella Blake and I am a...
I'm Estella Blake with Legal Shield, and I help small businesses and employee. Well, I help small businesses and individuals have access to legal and identity theft protection at a very affordable rate. Something like that is what I say.
Okay. So the only thing when you go to a general website, you're going to want to broaden what you do. You see where I'm going with that, because you want to give yourself open to as many different lanes as you're interested in, because the whole idea of building a better business, it's building it to be who you want to be. It's what your passions are. So you need to know, what am I passionate about? Like Debbie loves fairy gardens. So it's definitely a part that we needed to get into her overarching message, because we didn't want to cut that part out. And it's like me, I love the writing piece, but I love the real estate piece. Well, I love the get healthy piece. I made the decision. I didn't want to cut any of those pieces out. And so that's why I had to figure out how to make those all included in my overarching VPS at the top of my website. And Estella, I would see you having a website and again, this is just my opinion. And I know I have folks that disagree with me, but I think your website should be your name, because everybody that gets to know, like, and trust you remembers your name. They don't always remember what you've named your business. And that's why I like DebbieMarks.com or DebbieMarks.net or whatever, and EstellaBlake.com or .net, because people will remember how to connect with you. And then you can name your business on your website and go from there. And again, the one that I always bring up is, I just love Chris McClure, and I always have to search through the Facebook page to find out what he calls his business so that I can go Google the business name, because it's under his business name, not his name. And I can never find his darn website when I want it. I remember him, but I can't remember what he's named his business. So you see where I'm going with that.
I sure certainly do. And when you talk about passion, so my passion was to help small businesses, and the passion was to bring, to help employees, to bring peace and order to their lives. And so, Debbie, I definitely see, when we're talking about sanctuary, when you have access to my resources, it gives you that peace of mind. Mm-hmm. A sanctuary of knowing, like car insurance.
Peace of mind might be a great phrase to put in your overarching VPS. I like that. That's, again, that's a little more general. Then you can get more specific in each lane. So then when somebody clicks on the Legal Shield, button on your website, that's where then that VPS could say, I help you, you know, get legal support for, you know, for less money. You see, that's where you can then make that VPS a little more just for that lane.
And when I hear this, what Kathy was saying is with Legal Shield, with the economy, the just everything, you have to be so careful about what's out there about you. And so by establishing a place where, and I like that peace of mind statement, because people are looking for that now a day. And I mean, I know myself, I've looked at that myself. Rick and I both are. And I don't know whether it's because it's our generation and our children don't really think about that. But yet, so we have to kind of think about us, but we also have to think about knowing they're going to be okay, if that makes sense.
I love it. I love it. We're getting a lot of work done here today. Sherry, do you want to share yours again? Because Sherry's got her website. Again, hers is the Story Brand, fashioned after the Story Brand, Don Miller Story Brand. And she's got her categories where she's talking to teachers, professionals, parents. You know, she's got her lanes already designated. She knows what her overarching message is. And again, kudos to Sherry. I appreciate you being here, Sherry. And yes, I'm going to let her share her screen. All right. And she's just going to show us how she has her set up real quick. And then we're going to go to Ruth before we go.
Okay. So I have a personal that I was working on, and then one that I was working on directly for my business. And it's kind of like this two part, and I didn't quite use the same VPS framework that Kathy used. I had another coach suggest a different method. So this is written in her method. And when I did it, I went, oh yeah, that makes more sense to me. So you can do it whichever way works.
Yes.
So
if educators, this resonates with everyone, yes. If this way resonates with everyone, please, please do what works for you and what resonates with you. It has to be your voice. So go ahead, Sherry.
That's okay. Educators and business managers need students and employees to communicate effectively, despite their having a disability in written expression. Sherry is a dysgraphia expert who delivers practical interventions through professional development so educators and managers can plant seeds of effective communication and promote awareness, empathy, and responsibility.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherry, where do you use this?
This is, I'm expecting it to be part of my about section on my website and on LinkedIn.
Okay. Gotcha.
And you see, okay. This is the cool. It tells who she is. Sherry is. And then it says, you know, what her title is. She's a dysgraphia expert. And she does what? She delivers practical interventions. And then how does she deliver those? Well, through professional development. And so that, and then she gives the rest of her sentence there. So it really is kind of the same formula, but it's a little bit expanded.
Mm-hmm. And then when I was working on it, I continued. And then I really niched down a little bit further into what my business does. We developed the Crown framework to train educators and business managers to transcend writing problems called dysgraphia from young students through adulthood. People with dysgraphia experience situations that need increased support some days, while other days seem to fly by without a problem. We train you to share. Okay, Reese, come on back there, speech. We train you to share intervention strategies so your students or employees have the best opportunities to express themselves through written communication. And then my CROWN framework is connect, reward, own, wield, and normalize. Connect disability attributes, sometimes invisible, to design effective communication across the lifespan. Reward awareness and advocacy for dysgraphia. Own responsibility for social emotional impact imposed on community by disability. Wield empathy and sincerity for people with difficulty writing, no matter their age. Normalize innovative methods that streamline evaluation, intervention, and outcomes.
So she spells out exactly what her company is set out to do. That is her overarching message.
And it took me the last 18 months to get there.
To get the clarity. So it doesn't come overnight. So don't beat yourself up if you're still wordsmithing. I get it. I'm still wordsmithing because I wanted to add more giving into mine. And so, yeah, we're always a work in progress. So just know that.
And I actually hired somebody who is like an English major person who studies public relations. And she and I reviewed this together. And so in addition to Kathy and some other resources, I have this PR person that has been wordsmithing with me. So I'm not doing this alone. And I'm not doing it with only Kathy. I have a board, and Kathy and I talked about this a little bit this morning. One of the things in Carrie Oberbrunner's Day Job to Dream Job book is having an advisory board, which for you, this might be your advisory board, is having the rest of us here.
Right, yes.
But I'll have a bunch of people who are special ed teachers and OTs and speech therapists and IEP consultants and stuff that I talk to brainstorm where we can go, what's going on, what's trending out there in the disability world. So think about that as you are going through this wordsmithing on your VPS, because yes, we have this group here, but for you, having somebody that's in one of your lanes that isn't necessarily going to be a client, but that you respect, might be somebody that would be very beneficial to run some of these thoughts up by you. So that's my give to you guys as we're doing this. Is I didn't do this all by myself. I started out with a fire ring last year. And then when fire ring got over, I transitioned to another coach so that I could get a different perspective. And I'm getting a different perspective, and it's been a blessing. So
you'll know it, just to go along with what Sherry is saying, as you connect with other groups and even on Clubhouse, and I know Ruth's been connecting on Clubhouse with Wendy's group. And as you connect with other groups, you'll gravitate toward the folks that are saying what resonates in your heart, and you're thinking, I really like what they're saying, and I like how they're wordsmithing their message. And then you start to adjust some of your wording and how you're presenting your message. Excuse me.
And I have this underlying message or this other message that has been out there, and it's not quite finished yet. And that's where I was going with the crown, and really, and why the crown is so important to me is because this other thing that I'm working on that I have not launched to the world yet involves a crown. Mm-hmm. And we've been floating around with, and it's really hard because one of the messages that I want to share with the teachers is that kids are kings and queens of their own life, which kind of goes with the crown. Mm-hmm. And that, so that goes with the acronym, the crown, but where I'm inserting that message within the framework, I've been playing around with exactly where it belongs. And so it's where I'm working on it. I had another aha moment on that book this week. And so I was writing What day is today?
Monday.
It is still Monday. Okay. I was writing this morning and on Saturday. I don't know. I was writing yesterday. I was writing this weekend on that book. I guess it wasn't this morning I was writing. It was yesterday morning. But it will come. And that's why I'm setting this up. So that makes that next stage in business go easier as a transition.
I love it.
So I'm going to reveal what it is that I'm doing is I'm writing a historical fiction book that is on the Book of Esther. And Esther is, and I'm finding out more and more that this could be very factual, that this could have happened, and that she is a teacher teaching learning disabilities and gets abducted and ends up being a teacher within the harem and becomes businesswoman as well. And as I'm learning historical record, it could very well be true. And what I found out this weekend is that Xerxes' oldest child, which was probably from Vashti, had a disability, and possibly one of the things that drug that favor was the fact that she was able to accept his child. Very well could have happened. I don't know.
This is so interesting. I'm sorry, Ruth, go ahead.
No, I just said interesting.
Shiri, I would be so interested in that because my mother's name is Esther, and that's why, and she was named after Esther from the Bible, and I was named after Deborah in the Bible. So I would, you know, and you just gave me a phenomenal idea because I've been watching things and learning and listening, and you just gave me the idea to do research on Deborah.
So
there are books out there on Deborah and Esther. So
yes, yeah. Yes. There's one, the Audacity of a Queen, and I understand it's an excellent book. I have purchased it, and I started reading like the first page, and I went, nope, I am not reading this because I don't want to distort my vision of my book. But as soon as my book is done, I'm planning on reading that, and so I am trying to set, and that's why. On Wednesday of every week in my social media, I publish a Bible verse.
Oh.
And that's part of her strategy. She decided, yeah. Shiri decided that early on that was going to be part of her strategy to tie all of her lanes together. So being on this group today is twofold. Number one is it does help us do some wordsmithing and see what other folks are doing, and everybody gets an input and we can have a conversation, which is incredibly helpful. The second thing it does is it allows you to actually use your voice. And I think when we start to talk out loud and to share to other folks, I think that in itself gives us more clarity. Because we now become comfortable with how we're saying something, and then we go, oh, maybe I need to say it a little differently because it didn't come out, it didn't flow. And I learned this morning, one of my aha moments in my own clubhouse room this morning, and Ruth was there, was when, was it Laura said, if it doesn't flow, let it go. And that was a big aha moment for me, because sometimes, you know, you think you've written it down and you're thinking, okay, this is what it has to be, but it doesn't flow. And so I think it has to flow. Your message has to be you. It has to be authentic. Ruth, how about you? We haven't heard from you yet. What are your different lanes, and what do you think your overarching vision is?
Well, I have been looking into this, and I am working with Wendy on in the back channel type thing, so this could change weekly.
Okay.
One of the things that they had us do, which I thought was very good, was to spend a lot of time just on our identity. And so that's what I would encourage you guys to do too, is make sure that you know who you are. And even if you think you know who you are, do a deep dive into your history and where you want to go. And that part was real interesting to me working through that. But I also want to make sure I leave this phrase that they kept saying was, you are a miracle, and you help see the miracle in others. And I thought of that, I was reminded of that, Sherry, when you were talking about the crown, and that each of these people that are struggling with disabilities, they are a miracle. Every one of us is a miracle. And so as I was writing, because we had to write out our history, our clear back to when we were born. And so after every paragraph or every section, I'd say, I am a miracle, and I help see the, or, and I have the potential to see the miracles in others. Because really, that's what I feel like my wow or my sweet spot is at the moment, is helping people see their potential.
I'm going to add this to you. Matthew West has a song called Walking Miracles. Just a little tidbit is, every morning when I'm walking, that's one of the songs that I play. Another song that I play is from Audio Adrenaline, and that's Kings and Queens. And that's really looking at children that are underprivileged, and they happen to be talking. Their video is about kids in Africa, but I really feel that every kid needs somebody to support them, and every kid has the potential of being kings and queens. So my walking, that's one thing I didn't say this morning in your group, was I start my morning by thinking about the people I'm working for by the songs that I walk to.
Cool. Good point. That definitely puts you in the right mindset for your day. I love that.
It didn't happen today because there was too much snow outside.
I know. I get it.
Oh, Sherry, hi, Snowball.
Sherry, you said Matthew West, and you, what was the title? Walking what?
Walking Miracles.
Yes. And who does Kings and Queens?
Kings and Queens, Audio Adrenaline.
Audio Adrenaline?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So can I do this? Hold on. I think I can do this from my desktop. Where's my share button? There. Copy,
so
link.
Well, while Sherry's doing that, I will go ahead and continue because I know we're running out of time. But I do think that my overarching thing, and I think I said it last week, and it changes words just a little bit depending on what's going on. But I am an author, coach, and speaker who guides you to lead from the inside out so you can soar in your relationships and careers.
Oh, I like that.
That isn't that amazing?
Say that again.
I'm an author, coach, and speaker, and I can emphasize whichever one I want to emphasize on that one, who guides you to lead from the inside out so you can soar in your relationships and your career. And I think it's wide enough that it's there. Now, when I was
so I have a challenge for you on that is what? Use the word SOAR as an acronym to create your framework.
Yeah, which I'm not good at that, but I will work on that.
It took me a long time to get to this with Crown, and I kept insisting, and at least you're working with letters that are much easier to deal with.
Yeah.
W and N are horrible to deal with.
And so, part of my problem. Time, I wanted to write that down, please. I am an author, coach, and
speaker.
Speaker.
Who guides you.
Who guides you from the inside out so you can...
Who guides you to lead from the inside out, because they're going to be responsible to guide themselves. Who leads from the, guides you to lead from the inside out so you can soar in your relationships and career.
Ruth, I agree with Sherry. You can use all kinds of words out of your VPS as an acronym to create courses, to create blog posts, to create podcasts, to create, you know, you can use the word SOAR, you can use the word relationships, you can use the word career. Anyway, you can use a lot of those to help motivate you to write
right.
a course or a podcast or a blog post.
And so right now I really don't have what I call separate lanes. I have separate audiences, and I'm not really gearing into all of them right now. Right now I'm just developing the general course or whatever that's going to look like, because it keeps morphing for me in my head. It will come together. Right now I'm thinking of doing it like a game of life, where you do different levels and you have keys that unlock different things. But I need to talk to a gamer and get some more technology there and some more terms.
Look up Jotform.
What's it called?
Jotform.
She put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
They have, it's like Typeform, but they have some gamification in their quizzes and stuff like that. I just found out about them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I like this. So one thing I want to do is take my quiz and potentially put it on an app.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not sure what that looks like yet. I'm just working on the identity piece right now. But we did have to write where we wanted to go and, you know, sort of a vision, which I'd encourage each of you guys to do that and just think outside the box. And I realized that I want to take the same framework and the same concept to different audiences. Like eventually I want my husband and I to take it to marriages.
Okay.
I want to take it to leaders in the corporate world, exactly what that's going to look like. But I think that's there because if you're leading, you're a much, and Estelle, you'll know this too, that there's a lot of C-suite executives that they have never really led themselves, and it shows up in how they lead their departments. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how hard that would be to break into that audience, but that's a possibility. And then also that I'm a person of faith, but I realized that my faith background was pretty traditional for a long time. And I want to speak to that former self of me and say, let God out of the box and let his power really show forth. A lot of those are out there. They're not in the immediate future, but they're out there.
Well, the fact that you speak them out loud puts them out in the universe now for your tribe. Mm-hmm.
Your
tribe, and that's what it's all about, is just finding your voice. And you have to start in order to get clarity. You don't get clarity first and then start. You have to start and then clarity will come. And that's what I see in all of you. You're all so different than where you were a year ago. And I'm different from where I was a year ago. Yep. I can see where we're all moving more into our message and into our vision. And I love that for all of us. Any last comments before we go? I realize that we're running over a little bit. Sherry's made some notes in the chat box. She said she likes the SOAR to develop the framework. Oh, and Jeff's telling her it's time to go to his mom.
Yeah, we have to take her. We have to take her to the doctor, even in this bad weather. So I'm going to scoot off of here.
Okay.
You guys have a wonderful week, and talk to you next week.
Yes, perfect.
Sherry, look at Sherry. I got it.
You got it. Yeah. All right. Now in Kindle, get the marketing simple. Yeah.
My Kindle.
Yeah. Make marketing simple before you leave. And then you can develop both. You can look at both along the way, because one will be the overall framework and then one goes into it step by step.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm saying bye.
All right, guys. See everyone next time.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies.
Debbie, did you have something you wanted to say?
Oh, I'll do it next time.
Okay. Sherry had to go because she had to get off to the doctor there in this weather.
I was hoping Ruth would stay on, but that's okay.
I think Ruth has another call as well. Ruth has been just burning it up. I'm telling you, I see her all over. She's on Clubhouse. She's on Facebook. She's really making it happen. She's made a decision, I can tell.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I'll share it another time. It's okay.
All right, guys. Hey, it's all good. All right,
ladies.
See you.
Okay.